center of the back, you know, right? They're not like on either side of the rear. They're right in the middle. You know which one I'm talking about by any chance? It's got like the Viper motor in it.
No, negative. I have the XJ from 99. I won't get rid of it. I mean, I like my straight six. My straight six is what I like. And it'll never die.
That's the main thing, man. That's the main thing. As long as it's reliable and gets you from point A to point Z, that's the most important. All righty. Let's see. Steve-O.
Hey, John, don't forget about getting the password for your QRZ page. And either Charlie or I could help you out with that.
Yeah, well, that guy's not so easy to get in touch with. I'll be honest with you, man. He's not so easy to get in touch with. You leave a message and sometimes he doesn't get back to you.
Do you think he made the password something that you would remember? Or did he, like, just do it on his own?
He just did it on his own.
What are you going to do if there's a chance here that he doesn't even remember what it is anymore?
Steve, I'm not going to lose any sleep over it. I mean, I really... You know, Steve, to tell you the truth, I mean, he asked me, he said, do you want me to put one up for you? I said, all right, if you feel like, go ahead. You know what I mean? I really, I don't know. It doesn't bother me. I mean, I really don't care either way, you know?
Well, it's just, you know, as long as John can get in touch with him, even if he forgot the password, there's probably a thing where he could, you know, type in, I've, you know, forgotten my password, and then they'd email it to his email address, to the one that set that up. It's probably Homeboy.
No, I didn't want to say that. That's why I said something that you might remember.
Hey, Victor?
Yes, sir?
That 6-meter net, is it sideband? Is everybody vertical?
Negative, but I am, and I still talk to them with no problem.
Okay, that's good to know. I've got a 6-meter beam at home. Just the, it's a diamond 2 element. But I'll have to try to listen one day. If I can stay, I'm on vacation next week. Not next week, the week after. It's every Wednesday?
Yes, sir.
What do you got? You got a web page for it?
No, they don't. It's just a bunch of guys have been meeting for years up there, from what I've been told. And a couple of guys out of Bayonne, stuff like that. Northern New Jersey, there's a guy from Connecticut that comes on. And I mean, and I hear them, no problem. Matter of fact, I'm going to call Chief Pam this week and see how much he wants for a 3-element 2-meter.
A 3-element 2-meter or a 6-meter?
Actually, 2-meter. I need a 2-meter one. But I'm going to talk to him about a 6-meter while I'm on there. But I'm going to start doing some more satellite work, so I'm going to make an array of vertical and horizontal antennas.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I've always wanted to get into satellite, but never really had the knowledge to do it. The guy in Connecticut, you don't happen to know his call, do you?
Off the top of my head, no. No, not off the top of my head. I should have actually written it down. I'm bad with doing that.
Yeah, you and me both. Next time you're in the net, if he's in there, find out. Try to write down his call. Let me see if I know him. I'm sure he's not too far away.
I'm trying to remember what he said he was at in Connecticut. I think he said Bridgeport or something.
It's a good haul for 6 meters when the band isn't open.
I don't know, but I'm pretty sure I know it's an N1 number. I know that.
Hey, Victor, I got one for you. Victor, I got an excellent repeater for you. Are you ready for the specific?
Nope. Let me grab a pen, if I could find one here. Look at that, a ham operator with a desk with no pen. 10-9.
That happens to me all the time.
Yeah, my brother borrows my pens and I never get them back. All right, go ahead, John.
Right, the you're going to transmit on 145-000. You're going to transmit on 145-000. And you're going to listen on 146-000. So the transmit 145, the receive 146, no tone, no PL at all, no shift, and it's AM, it's Alpha Mike, AM.
Really? Sounds an awful lot like if it's a split, sounds almost like it's a satellite frequency, but it's not, it's on the same thing, because I know when I talk to the space station, they're on the 144.49 and coming down the, what is it, 145.800 or something like that.
Just remember, this is AM we're talking about, Alpha Mike. It's the only AM repeater in the country.
Where is this one located at?
I believe it's in, I'm not certain, but I believe it's in Queens.
I'm surprised there's even an AM repeater out there on these bands.
Maybe you should try it now, see if you can access it.
Yeah, let me give it a quick shot. I'll see. I'll be right back.
Charlie, that's every Thursday night at 8 o'clock. Charlie, just letting you know, every Thursday at 8 o'clock p.m.
Oh, okay, they have a little net.
Affirmative.
I think I tried it once, and I don't recall hearing anything, but I'll do it again. So, it's 140, what'd you say, 145, 146?
145-000 is the input, 145-000 is the input, the output is 146-000 AM.
So you listen on 146, and you transmit on 145?
Affirmative.
Oh, it would be a minus one meg shift then.
I don't do any kind of shift. There's no shift involved. I mean, I don't know if you can do it with your radio. That's the thing. With the Kenwood 2000, you can do it, but no radio can do it.
I couldn't do it with this radio. This radio doesn't do AM. But my 857 does.
The 857, you should be able to do it somehow. You should be able to do it.
Guess it's a split then. I'd have to program in two different frequencies. That's probably how you do it.
The way I do it is I put 145 on one side of the radio. And, you know, my radio can listen and receive and all that all at the same time. So on one side, I'm transmitting on 145, and then on the other side of the radio, I'm listening to 146. So I'm not really doing any split-type operation, but I guess with an 857, that would be the way to go.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out. This is a dinosaur repeater, right?
Affirmative.
I tried looking them up on the internet once. I didn't find really much on it, but I'll try again.
Roger on the dinosaur.
It's that guy, Hal, I think, on the flushing repeater.
Oh, Hal, the guy that repairs radios?
Well, some people don't agree with him, but that's what he does.
Well, he repaired my 857, did a good job, it's still working, but he's a little high-priced.
C2, BOR, back in monitoring.
Let me see if I have it. Rocky, do you have a pen?
Yes, I do.
I'm going to give you five call signs. When you get the chance, look them up on QRZ. Let me know when you're ready to copy.
Go ahead, Steve.
Okay, SP2YY. Sugar Papa 2, Yankee Yankee. 3 Golf 1 Delta. 3G1D. This one is probably the best one. F4DXW. Wow, I haven't done HF in a while. F4DXW. M0VKC. M0VKC. And this one, you got to scroll to the bottom of the page. UR7Z. What am I saying? UR7ITU.
Copied. No problem. Got them all, Steve. Thanks.
Very interesting QSL cards.
I can only imagine.
All right, guys. I'm going to pull it back. I'm
most definitely going to pull it back. I'm going to sleep. Going to sleep, Paul. Good night, everybody. Take care. That's 73. Okay, 73. Over to you, Paul.
73, John. Have a good night, and stay safe during the storm. Over to you, Charlie. All right, good night, John. 73. I'm going to take this opportunity. I can get the hay out of here. Victor, good to hear you again. Sorry I forgot how soon it was. Rocky, talk to you guys. I'll talk to you later, and you too, Steve. What the hell do I want to say? Steve, if you have a chance, text me Victor's call sign, because I can't remember it, and I don't have anything to write down here in the car, so I can open up a line of communication via email. And guys, have a good day, and stay safe, drive carefully. This is N1MUQ. I'll be clear on all your finals. Let's see, Victor, we'll start out with you.
Very good, Charlie. No problem. It's KC2YJV, Yankee Juliet Victor, at hotmail.com.
I grew up in the 60s. I'll never remember that.
That's the LSD.
You able to get into that AM receiver?
Have a good one tonight, Charlie. Be safe. Stay dry and warm.
John wanted to know if you could get into that repeater, that AM repeater.
Negative. I heard all kinds of interference, but I didn't hear no AM repeater. I did the split on the TS-2000 to be able to do it.
Charlie, I'm going to ask Victor to join us on the Facebook site.
Okay, yeah, very good, very good. All right, let me get out of here. 73, and one of you kill.
73, Charlie. Maybe I'll catch you before the net starts this morning. KD2BOR. I believe that was after Midnight Amateur Radio Association.
That's the one. It usually pops up on Facebook if you just do a search like you're doing for new friends. You just put in after midnight and it kind of pops up and you'll see us listed there. And click it and it'll probably say you have to request to become a member or something like that because it's a closed forum. It's an invitation-only forum. And we'd be happy to have you on board and you'd be able to discuss things and put up pictures and participate in whatever's going on there.
Very good. We will do. We definitely will do. I'm just waiting for the internet to come back up. Evidently, there's a problem with the internet with Verizon again.
Do I have it?
You have it, John. Go ahead.
Night there, Rocky. And Steve, I said good night to you already. So, guys, take care. Have a good day. And we'll catch you later. KC2HDR, off the street.
Good night, John. Have a good one. It was a pleasure talking to you, and we'll definitely talk to you again soon, I hope. 73, KC2YJV. Okay, 73, John. I'll be talking to you tomorrow. 82BOR. Victor, real quick, before I QSY to the mobile, was that call sign KC2YKV? Yankee Juliet Victor. Kilowatt Charlie 2, Yankee J. Juliet Victor. Okay, very good. KD2BOR, we're going to QSY to the mobile. If anybody clears 73 to you, it will be out there in a few minutes. KD2BOR, clear.
Okay, Rocky. Temporary 73 if you don't come back on. And 73 if you're going to stay away. So, I'll be happy when you get in on that Facebook thing, too. I think you'll have fun. It's got Charlie. It's got, you know, me. It's got Gordon. A bunch of us on there. Joe. So it should be fun. It's very informal. And like I said, it's kind of invitation only. And so it should keep the craziness out. KB2TIA.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, there's a lot of craziness on there. Definitely. So you ready for the snow or what?
Not particularly. I don't have a snow blower, so it's going to be manual labor. So I'm not looking forward to that.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, it wasn't you I was talking to the other night then. It was one of the guys that had a back injury and was working on a snow blower at the same time.
BOR in the mobile.
Go ahead, Rocky.
Just want to let you know I'm out here. And by the way, Victor, if the snow starts down by you, because I'm up in Kearney right now, you can keep it.
You and I are both going to get it, whether we want it or not.
I just go one town over. I don't know if you know anything about Kearney. I got my business in Kearney, and then my girlfriend lives one town over, the first town, Bergen County. She's in North Arlington, where I signed with you yesterday.
Ah, QSL. Yeah, we know a lot about Lyndhurst area up there and everything else, too. So, yeah, we're no stranger to that area there.
Hey, years ago, you said you're in Colonia. Years ago, when I was on 11 meters, I was up in Irvington, on top of the highest part, 40th Street, Springfield Avenue. I used to have guys, we used to hang on, I don't know what channel it was, Channel 8. And used to have people from Cranford, that area, Garwood. They used to come up screaming about the splash and everything all the time.
Well, if you were on Channel 8, then I probably spoke to you quite a few times.
No, I was going to ask you about that. I was up in Irvington on the on 11 meters from about, I don't know, what a full base station, probably from 1976. And then I moved one block away to Wagner Place. And I was on in Irvington until 1983. There was a bunch of us on Channel 8. I think that was 27055, if I'm not mistaken. And we were all up in the Irvington, Maplewood area, and my handle from the radio years ago was the Boulder.
Nah, it don't ring a bell. My handle was Starfire 148 years ago.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember that one either, but there was a bunch of us out there. That's when the propagation was so bad on 11 meters. Sorry, I'm keying up so quick, Steve. The propagation was so bad on 11 meters, I could talk to this one guy in Texas like he was around the corner, but couldn't talk to people about four or five blocks away.
Yeah, I remember those. I used to hold KBC 1480 was my call sign, was my license number, back when they used to have licenses.
Yeah, I still remember mine. I still got my license. And I can remember my ex-wife. I still have her card, believe it or not.
Yeah, I remember those days. I actually still have my 2950.
I got a few oldie but goodies sitting around the house. I got a Courier Centurion that doesn't work anymore. I've got an old Tram Diamond 60. I've got my two 148s. I got my Cobra 2000. I've got an HR 2510. I can't even go on through the list.
Yeah, well, a lot of people have been asking me to sell that 2950 that I have. Because that thing will do 10 through, I think it's 10 through,
was 10 through 15 meters, I think.
I just leave a little bit of room if Steve wants to jump it. I hope he's going to get out of there. Yeah, I have an AR-3500, and the latest radio I picked up is I got a new Ranger 69FFB4. That thing goes from 24 megahertz up to 29.6-something.
Yeah, I haven't used my radios in a while. They all work still, but I haven't used them in a while. I just wish I could replace the mic I used to have. I used to have the Turner Expander 500.
Yeah, I remember that one. Steve, let me throw it over to you in case you're getting tired. Go ahead, Steve.
No, funny enough, I'm like wide awake tonight. So, sometimes I'm falling out. Tonight I'm actually wide awake.
Oh, okay, very good. Yeah, I remember that microphone. I heard you say that last night, Victor, that Expander 500. I have not seen one of those microphones, and God, I can't tell you when.
Could you imagine how nice that would sound on one of these?
Yeah, I only have a tech ticket right now. The only capabilities I've got for 10 meters, I'm allowed 300 to 500, but... And the only thing I do that on is that that radio I just told you, the 69FF. Once I get my general, then I'll think about something different with for 10 meters and everything else, you know.
I'm on 10 meters all the time on 28450.
28450. I'll have to look you up. Upper side or lower side?
No, only upper side up there. You go on lower side, people start screaming at you.
Oh, I'm still into 11 meters, but it goes to show you I'm not into it as much as I used to be, but I'm still never going to give it up. I don't care.
KC2YJV, any ham operator that tells you they don't believe in CB is full of baloney. We all started there. We all graduated up. We still use it. And you know what? If shit hits the fan and you don't have a radio that has the 11-meter band in case of anything, you're not going to be talking to anybody. Well, no, it's not true, because a lot of us hams around here, we have over 100 just in my town. But, you know, nothing for nothing, if, like with Sandy, okay, I monitored 11 meters in case somebody had an emergency. And under the ham regulations, if it's an emergency like Sandy was, you're allowed to go out of band if necessary.
Yeah, very good. Let me just get that again. Did you say 28450?
Yeah, 28450 upper side. Usually running horizontal, though, not vertical.
Okay, the only thing I got is an Antron 99 on my apartment in Harrison. And at my girlfriend's house, I've got an Antron without the ground radials, and the only thing I'm running there is a Cobra 2000. And that's about all I got. The Cobra only goes up to, the low 28s after I modified it.
What's it go up to, like 28, Does it do 28.3 or no?
No, it's got the 80. I changed when I bought the radio. I changed the chip from an 8734 to an 8719, and I got the three switches on the back of it. I go from 26815 up to something like 28045 or 75. I just don't remember right now.
Well, if you ever need an HF rig, let me know, because I got a friend of mine that has the. That I'm using, actually, I'm testing it for him. He bought it a couple months ago, brand new, and then bought an 857. Now he's getting rid of the rig. It's a Linko ZX-SRE. It does 1.7 to 30 megs, all mode.
Yeah, that's no problem. I don't need a radio. Like I told you, I've got the Ranger 69FFB4. That goes up to... 29.6-something and down to 24, so I got my 10-meter capabilities that I'm allowed to use right there.
All right, very good. Well, give me a yell when you're not working if you want to try it out, and I'm sure I'll jump on there and try it out. Okay, very good. Steve, over to you. 82 VOR Mobile.
The only thing you need to keep in mind, Rock, is try to stay away from the band edges. Because if you extend over the edges, you know, somebody can cause you a problem. But anyway, I contacted dozens of countries working with those privileges on 10 meters. So you know, from 300 to 500, and so you should keep at it, and it's a lot of fun, man. I love working HF.
Yeah, Steve, I know about those band edges. Thank you. And another thing I would have to do, that Ranger puts out about 425 watts on sideband, so I would just have to turn the power level down, because according to the FCC, right now I'm only allowed, 200 watts for the 10-meter portion that I can do.
Well, 2450 isn't near the band edge, so you should be fine with that.
Yeah, but I still don't want to cause any problems. I turned my power down because that radio I got, Screamer, does 200 dead key on AM. And with the power turned up, the only thing I did to the radio is I turned up the AMC inside of it. And I'm getting like about 425 out of it with all the way up on sideband.
Yeah, that you'll want to change. That you'll definitely want to change. But, yeah, no big deal. You let me know what day you want to jump up there. And I'll jump up there while you're on.
Okay, very good. Steve, I'm going to go back to that radio this weekend, as long as we get all the snow and everything cleaned up. I got it all set up on my table at home last night before I went to sleep. Because what I do is I bring it out to my kitchen, and I just run a longer power cord to that big power supply I'm using on that Ranger radio. So we'll see if we can figure anything out.
Okay, Rock, whatever you can do, I appreciate it. I'd like it to be usable, you know, and right now it's just been sitting on a shelf. And so I'll I take whatever recommendations you have. I know your judgment's excellent in these matters. And so I appreciate whatever you can do. I really do. KV2TIA, over to you, Victor.
KV2IJV. Yeah, well, you know what? 10 meters is a good band. I like it. I want it because I enjoy it. There's a lot of good people up there. And a lot of New York stations, a lot of New Jersey stations, Pennsylvania stations are up there. And I'm usually on air about 2 or 3 hours a night.
Well, I find that 28300 to like 28330 is all Spanish. Like, whenever I'm on 10 meters, it's like all in Spanish. They like to hang out down there. And you get some Caribbean stations down there. So it's like you're saying, around 450 to just about 500, you get a lot of European.
I heard the same thing you did with the Spanish, Steve.
Yeah, wait till you get on HF and you're down there by 3.803.
Hey guys, let me take this opportunity. Say 73 to you, Steve. 73 Victor, I'll check you out up there. I'm at my destination. Gotta go eat and take my medication. KD2, VOR Mobile, enjoy the snow. We're clear.
Very good, Rocky 73s. Have a good one.
73 Rock. You have my number, right? So if anything you need to give me a call, you give me a call. And I know I don't have your number yet, so if you ever call me, I'll add it in the phone. It's nice and easy that way. And if you get the chance and you get pop on QRZ, look up those call signs, but you may not want the girlfriend nearby when you do. KB2TIA.
Okay, very good. Yes, Steve, I have the phone numbers right by your radio. I just didn't put them on my phone. When I get home tonight, I'll shoot you a text and give you my cell phone number. 73 again, 82, BR, Mobile, clear.
73. Okay, so there, oh man, now I can't remember your name now, Steve.
That's the name. I was actually named after Steve McQueen. I was supposed to be a Michael, and my mother had a cousin, and she had a baby just about the same time, maybe beat her by like a week. And so they were in touch, you know, they were close. And she kept saying, you know, I want to name the baby Michael. And then at the last minute, her cousin's scooped her. So then everybody says, oh, it's going to be like you copying her. She's like, but I had the name first. And so I became Stephen Michael. So my grandmother was like, she was a big Steve McQueen fan. So, she said, how about Stephen? You know, she kept pushing it. She got her way. So I was named Stephen.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that.
Hey, Steve McQueen's like the king of cool, so that's fine with me. And I actually enjoy his movies, like whenever something's on, The Great Escape or Cincinnati Kid or whatever. You know, he did his own stunts. I mean, he raced my mans. You know, he was a cool dude.
Yes, he was. I grew up watching his movies.
So, Victor, I heard you say you have an email, but are you on Facebook?
Yeah, but I have a web page that's extremely private because it has my my job and stuff on it, and I usually don't share exactly what I do over the air.
Okay, no problem with that. I do security in a hotel. And just like John, pretty much. John has a little shack and he stays put. More of doing investigations and dealing with the fire departments and stuff like that. So we have kind of different angle. You know, he's like a fixed post guy. I'm more of a roving reporter. So in any case, I hope you decide to join the group. All you have to do is... I guess message me or something through the site, or if you message Charlie or Joe NY2EE, we're all administrators, and we could add you in there.
That's very good. Yeah, no problem. I'll definitely do that. I'm kind of weird. I'm getting a funny reading on my. I believe my meter has dropped dead. I am suddenly getting a 150-watt reading on this radio, and I know it doesn't do that.
That's definitely strange. Sounds like some kind of tolerance changed inside the meter.
Yeah. I'm hoping that's what it is. Let me check something. I'll be right back.
KB2TIA.
Here. Definitely reading well up there in the 150 watt range. Shouldn't even be anywhere near there.
Is there a breaking station?
That should have been me, did you?
Your meter may be funky, but your radio's just fine, Victor. No, there was a breaking station. Somebody was low and staticky. Thought it might be John for a minute.
Yeah, that's strange. So just part of the band. Same SWR as everywhere else, but I'm putting out a hell of a lot more down here than I am up above, and it shouldn't be. California cop killing everybody. Isn't that nice?
I don't know that story. I didn't see that on the news.
Yeah, they said a California cop, they believe, is now in San Diego. He's wanted for killing a bunch of people. I'll be right back. KC2YJV.
Actually, I'm probably going to clear. Even though... I feel wide awake, but I should really try to get some rest. I'm going to have to get up about 8 o'clock to get the kids to school and deal with whatever weather there is. And so, let me get going. KB2TIA, good talking to you, Victor. 73. Okay, hope I made the machine. 73, Victor. I'll catch you again, hopefully, real soon. KB2TIA, out.
You know what? I keyed up on direct before. You might have heard me on direct.
It's possible. You say you were transmitting on the output?
Yes, sir.
Well, it was like low and staticky. You know, I could just tell that somebody was talking. But it wasn't like really breaking my squelch.
Do you have a PL tone engaged on your receiver? No.
No, I never do that. I shut that off. I like to be able to hear whatever's coming on.
Let me see if it was me that you were hearing. Okay, I guess it wasn't me.
I went over to my VFO and I typed in the thing real quick. I can hear you. You like, I have a Yaesu 7800, so it doesn't have a proper meter. It just has those little indicator lights. And you like one bar. But it's not really breaking my squelch. I have to, like, open the squelch up to hear you.
QSL, yeah. Well, all I know is, it seems the lower SWR I have, the more this meter says I'm putting out. And up on 149, I'm supposedly putting out 100. And down here, I'm supposedly putting out a buck 40, and that's not good.
Well, the lower your SWR, the more power should be transferred efficiently. So your power can go up with a low SWR. But the radio's not meant to do that kind of wattage. Something's definitely wrong.
Yeah, I think so. Because now it should be right at 100 watts. Unless, of course, I got a problem with the meter. And it's really only doing 100, but it's reading more.
You need a secondary meter to test that. But I'm going to clear off. So good talking with you, Victor. And I hope you join the group. KV2TIA.
Very good, Steve. 73s, man. I'll talk to you a little bit later. KC2YJV. KC2YJV signing off.
MUQ, KD2BOR. Nothing heard, KD2BOR, clear.
KD2BOR, you've been warning, Rocky.
Hey, good morning, how are you? Getting ready for the snow? Charlie said he was going to be going home at 8 o'clock this morning. I just checking to see if he got in the car a little bit earlier.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's coming down all right. Early this morning, about an hour ago, it wasn't doing anything. The roads weren't even wet. And then about 20 minutes later, it started to come back. I wonder how's it doing down on your side of the water?
Yeah, we got some light snow coming down. It's not sticking on the street. It's starting to stick on the sidewalk a little bit, but this is nothing compared to what we're going to get.
Oh, I know. That's for sure. Yeah, the grass is already covered, and I can see some of the cars on the road is starting to pile. But, yeah, I know. Last night when I went to bed, they were saying it was going to start around 4 o'clock in the morning. And lo and behold, when I looked out the window this morning, there was nothing. And then, as I said, it started about an hour ago. But I think it's supposed to be on and off, rain and snow all morning. This afternoon is when the constant snow is going to start. And then tonight, forget it. We all better be bundled up and buckled up tonight.
And Katie, too, be on Friday. Yeah, I got the snow blowers at my girlfriend's house started up yesterday. I got my ramp in case I got to bring the big one down here to get it up on my truck. My gas can is full, and I'm ready to rock and roll. Oh, I'm not ready, but what are we going to do about it?
KD2BOR, WB2OXU for ID. Yeah, I know. Are you staying in Jersey, or you going to go to Harrison?
I'm not sure yet. She wants me to stay at her house tonight up in North Arlington, which is only a town over from where I am now. I got to see how it is. It's probably just be easier for me to stay at her house because I got to park on the street down there. At least at her house, I can park in the driveway, and you know, we can go from there.
Yeah, that's true. Besides, you really, unless it's a must, you really don't want to be driving in this kind of stuff. I mean, not worry about, you know, us or you, but we got to worry about the other guys. That's always my thing, you know. I try to be careful, but you still got some people out there that as long as they see a patch of blacked up, they keep going at the speed limit, you know. No common sense.
I think drivers in New Jersey lost common sense many years ago. All right, I got to take a break. My Snap-on man just came in. I can't remember your call sign. WB2OXU? I'm not sure. When you come back, I'll write it down. KD2BOR.
All right, Rocky. Yeah, no, you got it right. KD2BOR, WB2OXU, will be clear.
Hey, 3, I'll be monitoring in case Charlie gets in there. 73 again.
All right. NMUQ, WB2OXU, good morning, Charlie.
Not quite, but I guess it could be worse. How's it going, Bill?
All right, Charlie. Yeah, I was just talking to Rocky a little while ago. He was looking for you. Yeah, it's, well, it's good that we're all looking at the grass from above, but you're right. It's not really a good morning at all. I was just looking at, because my wife went to work this morning, and I was looking at the traffic cams on the parkway to let her know if there was anything going on, but everything seemed clear. It's supposed to get worse later on, not too bad this morning, so just take it easy out there.
Where's your wife work? Far away.
It's about 12 miles or so up in Hawthorne, Longwood area. But this morning when we got up, it wasn't doing anything. And then we listened to the weather report, and she decided she wasn't going to go in. But then her boss called and said that they're going to be leaving early, so she decided to go in. She has a lot of work to do. As a matter of fact, she brought home some work last night, just in case. But it's not that bad, you know. It probably about a 25-minute ride. When all is normal in this kind of weather, forget it. It can take as much as an hour for 12 miles.
Yeah, well, luckily the roads are fine. They're just wet. The grassy area, sidewalks, they're getting covered pretty quick. I got 31 degrees. I believe it's a little colder than that in Connecticut. I thought it was going to start out as rain. If it did start out as rain, it didn't stay rain very long.
No, it's about an hour ago down here. Wasn't doing anything. I mean, just it looked like a little drizzle, but no, nothing more than that. But then 15 minutes later, it switched to all snow. I don't know. They're talking about switching back and forth, you know, between snow and rain for the morning. But who knows? I also heard last night when I went to bed that it was supposed to start snow at 4 a.m., which it never did. I guess it must have somewhere, but certainly not in the areas they were predicting. But, yeah, the latest is that if they stay on top of the roads, you know, with the treatment, salt and what have you, it should be okay for the most part. Until everybody gets home, anyway.
AC2HC on mobile.
Hey, John, how you doing? Yeah, it's going to be late tonight, you know, when everybody's home and no one's on the road, that it starts to accumulate. They said it could be coming down tonight, 3 inches an hour. That's quite a bit of snow. John, over to you.
How's your mobile sounding? Is the mobile loud and proud?
You're not real, real strong. You know, you're kind of fading in and out.
Rubber duck in the car, old man. Rubber duck in the car, over.
Yeah, I copied rubber duck in the car. Yeah, well, it sounds like it, Johnny.
Morning, Bill. Morning, Bill. How are you, Mr. Bill?
Good morning, John. How are you? Yeah, you don't sound your usual self, but we can hear you. Don't get that rubber duck wet.
Charlie, how was work?
It was fine. You know, there was really no reason for us to come in, but, you know, the boss says if I'm paying you for a full week, you might as well work a full week, so he lets us leave in 5 hours, so I did my 5 hours, now I'm on my way home.
Hey, roger that. All right,
over
to you, Bill.
All right, John. Yeah, Charlie, I'm just looking at the traffic cam on the TC Bridge. Can't even see the bridge. Normally you can, but man, the visibility looks lousy. It's amazing, though. The other side of the bridge, the Rockland side of the bridge, everything looks clear, but not on the bridge.
My name is UQ Mobile. Yeah, I'm hoping a lot of people stayed home in anticipation of the storm. So we'll see. My biggest traffic jam will be getting up Route 46 to the Palisades. Sometimes that could be a little crowded. If it is, I'm going to have to make an alternate route, turn around, and try to head towards 80.
Yeah. My wife said that she called once she got to work. And I was looking through while I was looking on the traffic cams. Doesn't seem to be anybody on the road this morning down here. But, yeah, she said the same thing. She said it was clear sailing. Nobody out there. I guess a lot of people, if they had to travel any distance, like yourself, to go to work, decided to stay home. which is the smart thing to do, even though the employers a lot of times they don't take that into consideration. You know, I've heard some people already say, yeah, I can get to work okay, but I'm worried about not being able to get home and then getting stuck at work for the next 3 days until everything gets back to normal. N1MUQ, I'm John, if you're still there, WB2OXU.
Go ahead, John, because I know you're spotty, and you might not be in there very long. Go ahead, John.
Okay, the Eagle has landed. The Eagle has landed. I'll send you guys up to Amtrak.
Okay, we heard the Eagle has landed. Very good. Well, I got my snowblower up and running yesterday. Ran it for about, I don't know, 20 minutes just to make sure it was working good. So I'm all set for whatever they throw at us, at least for my driveway. You know, the roof and the trees are going to be another story.
Yeah, that's always something else. Yeah, that's what Rocky said. He said he was ready. He had the snowblower ready, so... Yeah, hopefully, I'm hoping all those people that normally lose power, especially out in Long Island, that somebody is on top of this, and maybe they won't get as bad of experience as they did the last time. I don't know what it is, but man, it seems like certain areas always get hit no matter what.
Where I live, I luck out. Everything seems to stay south of us, but I don't think I'm going to luck out in this one.
Yeah, no, I know. You're a little closer to the water. So, yeah. I don't know. I was watching the line there. Man, it goes straight all the way up to Boston, it looks like. They're saying Boston's supposed to get something like 2 feet. That's a lot of snow, but hey, it's still winter, so I guess, you know, whatever Mother Nature throws our way, we gotta put up with it, make the best of it. But, you know, it's tough when everything gets paralyzed. That's the only part I don't like.
Eagle has landed, and the Eagle is loud and proud. KC2HBR, I'm back.
Yeah, that's a lot better. I was surprised you were getting in at all with an HD in the car from Queens.
Well, you know, when you're an accomplished ham, and a ham for as long as I am, you figure ways to get out regardless, you know. So, what can I tell you? Over to you, Bill.
Yeah, you sound good. But then again, all that experience, you know, you finally learned something. And I know your secret. You just hang a wet noodle out the window. That always seemed to work. Go ahead, Charlie.
Yeah, that Kenwood really sounds sweet. I'm working on trying to get a dual band Kenwood for the car. In fact, when I get home, I'm hoping to have a answer in my email. I'm trying to get the TM710A, I think it is. That's a real nice radio, and I get a deal on it used. Save a couple $100, so we'll see. I'll find out when I get home. I always liked Kenwood. I was partial to Kenwoods. It's just that most of the time they're way out of my price range. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, Johnny. You should put that in the car. It always sounds good. Maybe make it into an HD. You know, I don't know, some of that magic. Sprinkle some fairy dust so you can shrink it and put it in the car. But, yeah, that rig sounds good. Really good. So over to you, John. KC2HBR, WB2OXU, and N1MUQ Mobile.
Right, KC2HBR, in the mother friggin' house. Everything is cool and I'm feeling fine. Just taking it easy, and that's about it. What could I tell you? Best time of the day right now. It's Miller time. So, there you go. Charlie, what's this I hear about you and acquiring a PS520? Do my ears deceive me?
I actually had a PS520. I sold it to this jobber who was thinking of getting into ham radio. And then he said he probably wasn't going to do it. So I thought I'd buy it back from you because I like the radio. And so I spoke to him earlier this week. He said, okay, no problem. Then I got a text from him later that night that I didn't see till the next day that we have a problem. His son fell in love. His son's like 9 years old, I guess. And the two of them were going to try to become hams. His son fell in love with the radio and doesn't want his father to sell it back to me. Wants to keep it. So that deal went out the window. So it was a nice 520, too. It was like mint shape, beautiful 520.
Oh, man, I can't believe it. Wow, that's something. The little kid wanted it. Not the dad, the kid. That's amazing. That's really, it's kind of funny, but it almost warms the heart. You know what I mean? Because it's like, oh, look at that, a little ham in the making. And what is he going for? He's going for an old bone anchor, God bless him. So I don't know what to say, Charlie. I feel bad for you, but at the same time, I'm happy for the kid. You know, he's an up-and-coming ham, and he's got his eye on a nice piece of Kenwood equipment. So back to you, Charlie, N1MUQ, KC2HBR.
You're pretty freaking hot. You're almost, I almost hear reverb in the background. Can you just knock it down a notch?
I knock it down? Why, of course I can. How's that, young man? Any better for you?
Yeah, that's better. Yeah, you were real loud. It was almost, I don't know if you had your HD on or what, but almost had a little bit of echo in the background.
Roger that. Yeah, that's amazing with the 520. I can't get over that. The little kid wanted it. That's funny. Ay, ay, ay. Oh, well, like I said, sorry, Charlie. But what are you going to do, man? I'm sure there are plenty of others out there that you could buy old 520s in good condition. You know, I mean, I know it's got a warm spot in your heart, especially that one, but, you know, unfortunately, the kid went bananas over it. So there you go. Over to you, Bill.
All right, John. KC2HBR on N1MUQ. This is WB2LXU. Yeah, I have one of those from back in the day. It hasn't seen any action in quite a few years, but it's still sitting here. It's a little rusty, I think. You know, not being able to have a fantastic anymore. But it still brings back a lot of memories. I turn it on every now and then just to see that it lights up. I don't know the finals, what condition they're in. But, yeah, it's a nice rig. I had lots of fun with it and worked a lot of DX, too, with it way back when. But, yeah, I guess it's somewhat of a sentimental reason. Since I can't have any antennas, I'm still keeping it. It still looks good. So what are you going to do? And when I'm UQ, WB2OXU.
WB2OXU, N1MUQ. Getting on the Palisade, so the first rough leg of my trip is over. I got out of the Fort Lee area. I can be a little hairy over there. Bill, never knew you had a 520. Just a plain 520 or the 520S. The one that I had was a 520SE. I love the thing. I'm curious if you were the original owner. And if you ever, ever plan on selling that, please give me first shot at it.
All right. No, it's the S520S. Yeah, I actually, I'm the second user. The guy I bought it from bought it brand new. I still have his receipt somewhere. And he was here from Japan for work. And it was like 3 months after he bought it that they recalled him back to Japan. So he didn't want to bring it home with him, and he was selling it. So I grabbed it. At the time I had an HW-101 that I bought from some kid nearby that was going crazy with ham radio and was buying anything under the sun and building anything that he could. And I sold that one and bought this one instead. And as I said, I had a lot of fun with it, made a lot of contacts.
It's great radio. Some people think it was Kenwood's finest out of the hybrid series. There's a whole bunch of them. I've owned the 530 and the 830. But they're neat. I'd like to know what mic you use on it, but I don't want to leave John out, so I'll pass it to him. And then later on, you can tell me what microphone you're using. KC2HBR and 1MUQ Mobile.
Yeah, you sound funny, Charlie. You sound funny because I'm listening to you. In other words, I got the radio set up in such a way right now. I'm listening to both the input and the output of the repeater. And when you do that, you know, I'm getting both signals full scale. It sounds so funny. It sounds like you're in an echo chamber, Charlie.
I guess it's almost like stereo.
Yeah, because I'm getting you full scale on the input. And, of course, the repeat is full scale, so listening to both of them at the same time, like I said, it sounds like you're in an echo chamber. But anyway, I'm going to leave you guys to your own devices. I'm going to go and have a little bit of food over here and knock down some breakfast. So I'll say 73, guys. Take care. Charlie, we'll probably catch you later on during the day because I know you're going to be hunkering down and you're going to have the radio on, so we'll probably catch you a little bit later. Take care, Bell 73. Don't let the storm get you down. Catch you later. KC2, HBR, clearing out. Over to you, Charlie.
It's 73, John. Yeah, I hear you full scale as well on the input over here. Take care. As soon as I walk in the house, the radios will go on. I might even try to join the internet today at 9 o'clock if I can get home before that. 73, KC2, HBR. And 1MUQ, Bill, over to you.
All right, John, 73's, good hearing you. Go catch some sleep, and we'll catch you later. Yeah, Charlie, what was it? Oh, the mic. I was using the Perna Plus 3 mic with that rig, which always seemed to work nice. It's preamplified mic, and it seemed to work really well. But as I said, having no antennas, I turn it on every now and then, you know, but the bands really have to be up to snuff for me to hear anything. And as I said, it's been laying fallow there for quite a long time, so it probably needs a bath into one of those, I forgot what the heck it is that they use, but I remember they used to dump the whole rig into some kind of solution, whatever it was, and it cleaned out everything. I can only imagine the dust bunnies, you know, on the inside, but you see, it's a good rig. I think a friend of mine still has, the SC was what? The SC was the one with the readout, with the digital readout, the LED readout.
No, none of the 520s had an LED readout. They did have a um, DT5, I think it is, or DG5, that hooked up externally. That was a frequency readout. And one of them, I don't know if it's the SE or the SP, I think it's the SE, or maybe just the S, one of them has a notch filter on it, and the other ones don't. I don't remember the whole story behind the line. I tell you, it's quite beautiful up here on the Palisades. All the trees are covered in white. It's beautiful now until you get too much snow, and then they'll all start breaking. But this is that wet, heavy snow, so it's going to be a mess. Yes, I'm not sure, but I know that one of them had a notch filter, and some of the other models, maybe the 520s, did not, and the S's did. And then I don't know what the... I think the SE was like the economy model. I'm not sure what the SP was. They had so many different... maybe one of them did 160.
Yeah, no, I just remember. I think it was the 820 that had really the frequency readout. I think it was the 820. Yeah, you can hook up the external frequency readout. Yeah, there was something else. I think it was a meter, a power meter also. But, yeah, nice rigs. And, the only thing is they didn't have, because I was, I believe, pre-work, I think it was. So it doesn't have the work bands. It's just 160 to 10. It doesn't have, the 12 and everything else. But still, you know, with its limitations and 100 watts out, I never used to have any problem getting anybody. And 1MUQ, WB2OXU. Thank you.